This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want to discuss with you here tonight. It's Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And also you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content. What's there on the front page was put there by listeners like you. And you can do that for free, like all the other features on our website. Unlike those other talk show hosts that charge you for their sites, you can enjoy Free Talk Live and a decade's worth of archives, the webcam, all of it is free. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Ralph.
Right.
He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, well, you know, I am a betting man, and I was hoping that, you know, this reveal itself to get trust in the party. It didn't take long for...
To what? I'm sorry, I couldn't make out what you said there. You took...
Yeah, just that last part, Ralph. Can you repeat it?
Paperboy.
Paperboy?
Yeah, that's what he is. Paperboy. That's a nice book, by the way.
You're saying Barack Obama is, because this, for listeners that don't know, Ralph is calls a lot, and he refers to Barack Obama as El Negro. That's who he's referring to there.
El Negro and paper boy. That's what he is.
Right? He's a paper boy.
And even his life, the lifestyle of the ghetto. This
of
anima,
what?
The lifestyle of the ghetto. The ghetto lifestyle.
Oh, ghetto. The ghetto.
Okay.
The ghetto lifestyle. Get given the get lifestyle.
I don't think of Barack Obama as ever leading a ghetto lifestyle.
Yeah,
I see a guy very who wealthy. Went to
oh yeah, see that. Oh yeah,
Harvard.
See that. Look at the condescending way he talks to black. That's the ghetto lifestyle right there. Oh yeah, see that. I mean, go take a seat over that on YouTube.
You and said he talks to black people in a condescending way? Is that what you just said?
That's correct. That's
oh,
right.
That I, yeah, you no know? Argument there.
How is that a ghetto lifestyle?
To me, it's like the exact opposite of a ghetto lifestyle. Right. Like, well, Barack Obama looks like one of those guys that if he showed up in Compton, right, he'd get his ass beat.
Let me really want to talk about the animalistic tendency. And I'm talking about black people now.
Now you're gonna get even more racist. All right, so go ahead. Because sometimes you know, try to claim you're not racist, but it's gonna be pretty clear here.
I don't even have to go outside the state of New Jersey. You can look this up for yourself. You know, recently in Jersey City, a firehouse was robbed by who else? That's right. A black animal, and this firehouse was robbed. While, you know, the personnel in that firehouse went out to respond to a 911 call, to a fire alarm call, okay? Mm-hmm. And luckily, they have, you know, the animals like this animal, the black one, who burglarized the firehouse, they were understood that, you know, fire department coordinates, you know, with every police department in this country, okay?
Sure. And what did they take from the firehouse?
Right.
I mean, an axe?
Laptop.
Some laptops.
Credit
okay.
card.
Oh, they broke it and stole stuff?
Now, why, you know, I'm just curious. You always call about black people, and then you claim you're not racist after you've said, you know, animal this, animal that. Why don't you call about white animals or Asian animals? I mean, there's people who are of other skin colors.
To the extent that they are a drug and a drain to society.
That's where you kind of lose me. And I honestly figured, Ralph, you'd be calling to extol the virtues of Trump.
Right.
Your guy won.
I knew that he was going to keep complaining about Obama, even though it's now been 2 weeks.
That's just Jersey City I mentioned, okay? In Noah, you got a black animal who assaulted a Catholic priest while holding a memorial service for Roberto Clemente. You know who Roberto Clemente is, right?
Absolutely.
That's the baseball player.
Absolutely. Roberto One of the Clemente. Greats.
That's right. That's right. Okay. That was an unprovoked. That's caught on video. I'll give you the website. Google it. Prince Attack in Newark, New Jersey. The website.
I'm sure I can find all kinds of stories about all kinds of people being violent and terrible towards one another, Ralph. I just don't spend my time doing that.
I get depressed by it.
Yeah,
I really do. I hate to do that. And it's you pick any racial group, you'll find horrible things committed by
bad
that.
Apples.
It's all bad. It's all bad.
And, there's plenty of crime out there, and to me, that's what we need to focus on is the issues that are present, not the color of the skin of the person who might have committed the act. But I think your point was the best here, Chris, and that is that Ralph is still obsessing over Barack Obama, even though he's now, you know, 2 weeks into his permanent vacation from being, you know, in any kind of political office. I mean, maybe he'll run again for something else, but at this point, you know.
I can only wonder what kind of, like, sheltered life, like, creates somebody to just be so hateful towards another. Because it's like, I think I've seen, like, I know so many people of all different races, religions, and so many nice people. 99%
Absolutely.
Of the people I meet are just good people.
Right.
And so it's like, what kind of sheltered life do you have to live to not know one person of, like,
well, in all
every
honesty,
race or,
yeah, it can be people that have been victimized by a specific person that may have fit into some specific racial group, and they're going to hold a grudge.
Or it could be. Or it could be somebody who was raised by somebody who hates black people
sure.
and just heard all kinds of stories
yeah.
and
some
you know,
heredity to racists.
And then ever mm-hmm. since, you know, if they were raised by, you know, some racist parents or racist grandparents, and then they've started to look for evidence to confirm their bias. So, of course, if you want, you know, if you already believe this thing
right.
about this group of people, then you can start looking for news stories about, you know,
what else
crimes that,
right.
you know, sure. show you that, aha, they're all
it's
terrible.
Not even just that, too. It's also, like, party affiliation. You know, you get raised by a Democrat, you end up becoming a Democrat, and,
the
like,
part.
Not liking the Republicans, and vice versa, and, you know.
Happily, I broke that mold.
Yeah, yeah.
I did, too.
And that's what we encourage people here to do, is independent thinking, questioning one's premises, and most importantly, judging people based on their individual attributes, the things that the individual says, the things that the individual does. Are there people who are animalistic? Of course there are. There's
like
some very
people call into this show that are very much animalistic.
No doubt. Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I had mentioned before that, you know, I had heard that, you know, oxygenating our bodies is a way to cure cancer. So in
now, when you say oxygenating, I'm not a you know medical expert here. Do you mean breathing or like breathing more oxygen? Because I remember where I come from, there was this thing that they opened up in Florida called, or in Sarasota where I'm from, called an oxygen bar.
Oh yeah,
where you
right.
could go
really?
In and
yeah, get flavored airs and
right.
stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
They actually had flavors that they would add to oxygen. Now, what do you use to inhale it? Is it like a little tank?
Yeah, well, it's coming out of a tank, but pure oxygen, you know, the air that we breathe
guys,
is most.
You want to go breathe some oxygen?
Hey, before you scoff.
Well, wait, no, this would have been. No, wait a minute. The idea is you get pure oxygen from the bar. You're not breathing pure oxygen in real life because you're breathing in
78% nitrogen and the 12%, some other odd percent. Mm-hmm. The amount of oxygen we actually breathe in is relatively low compared to the quantity of air.
Right.
So when you breathe in pure oxygen, it does. This is why they give it to people when they're ill, mm-hmm. and you know you raise that blood oxygen level.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
one of the things that EMTs will measure. To see how,
right. but,
how good you are.
But is that what you're talking about, Sarah? You're talking about delivering more oxygen?
Higher dosage of oxygen into your body?
Well, you know what? I think that's a part of it. I think it's that people feel good when they do, like you say, when they have illness. They feel so good, but at the same time, I think it might help with the cancer cure. See, the thing is that the cancer cells have been known to die in oxygen-rich environment. So for, you know, it has known to die in a high oxygenated environment.
Sarah, I want you to hang on, not because I'm interested in oxygenation, but because I heard that somebody wants to take you out on a date, and I want to know more about this.
Hey,
hold on, Sarah. We're going to continue here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Might be a little bit of good news coming out of the federal government. It's a rare thing, but about gun restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris has that story on the way. Plus, you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. MyPillow. I have one, and Chris, you are also a MyPillow owner.
Long-time user. Absolutely.
It's a great product. I'm not quite up to a full year, but I started in early 2016, and it's been a great pillow. In fact, if it wasn't a great pillow, I wouldn't be using it. I'd use something else, but I'm still using it, and MyPillow believes that you're going to love it, too. That's why they're offering a 60-day window of time once you get your MyPillow, where you can get your purchase price back if you don't like it. You have to ship it back to them, obviously, but they will send you your money back. Plus, if you do like it, you can feel good that they stand behind their product with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. And you can get one at half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL over at MyPillow.com. That code also get you two for the price of one, so it's up to you how many pillows you want. If you sleep with somebody else, you probably want to go ahead and get two of them, because they'll be jealous.
They'll steal your pillow. Yeah. That's what happens.
I get a MyPillow, but like, I'm getting more and more inclined to purchase one.
It's a fine product, and again, there's very little risk here. So if you don't like it for some reason in that first 60 days, you can send it back to them and get your money back. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to, or back to Sarah in New Mexico. Now, Sarah, last night we got the word from our board operator that a potential gentleman suitor had contacted the board operator. Given that you're such a frequent caller to the show, it's almost a guarantee that you'll call every night. You know, the average caller we don't hear from very often,
right.
So, you know, somebody couldn't leave a message for that person with any effectiveness. But this individual said that they wanted to take you out to lunch. Now, I don't know if that's just because the person is friendly and, you know, wants to make friends with you, or if they were interested in you in a potential romantic. I don't want to...
Valentine's,
you know,
right. Day is coming up.
That's true. I don't want to lead Sarah on because I don't know what the gentleman's intentions were. So maybe he's a suitor, maybe he's not. But regardless, he did leave a phone number with the board operator, and I understand the board operator offered it to you just now. What was your response?
You know, I'm not interested. I am not. I'm celibate, believe it or not, and just makes my life simple. But I'm quite surprised. Yeah, it's a very non-complicated life. You know, having a relationship is a lot of work. It's a lot of stress.
Gives you a lot more time to call talk radio shows if you don't have a partner.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We would miss you.
Well, you know, I'm kind of impressed that I have a following. You know, I mean, a lot of people listen to me. A lot of people comment on what I say.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure they like me. Because I told them to eat all the fat they want, and cholesterol is good. Of course I would just love me.
You should have your own show.
Well, some people, that would be funny. Some people, when you put yourself out there, Sarah, you know, you're going to have people who appreciate you, even if they don't agree with you. But you'll also have people who don't like you either. I mean, there's always going to be both sides of that coin.
You know what they say, with fans come haters.
No doubt. It's absolutely true. Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And it's true. If you can't handle the haters, then you should get out of the spotlight, because they're going to always be there. It doesn't matter how hard you try to appease people, and you shouldn't. You should always be, in my opinion, you should always be true to yourself, because you're trying to be someone you're not for the benefit of trying to appease whoever it is that's the critic, then you're just changing who you are, at least who you appear to be, for their benefit. And that doesn't do you any good, because it doesn't attract to you the right people into your life.
And I think we've all tried that. We've all...
To appease
people? Yeah, you do, because sometimes it's to keep the peace. Sometimes it's to try to be friends with everybody or something.
Yeah, it doesn't never work.
It never works. It just blows up in your face. So it's good advice.
No doubt. Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. So, I don't know if there's really much more to say. Did you guys want to comment on the whole Trump gang thing? I realized I asked you for that comment like an hour ago.
I think we could just start using the hashtag, not my crime boss.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Right, because he's running the government, which means that he is basically a crime boss.
At this point, yes.
That's ultimately what the president has always been. It's just that people don't realize it because they think that it's somehow different because they get to choose the crime boss.
Exactly.
Because every 4 years, the crime organization opens up an election and allows, in theory, anyone to run, which obviously isn't the case. Usually it's only a select group of elites.
I just can't help but wonder, one thing I think about is, like, how much power can one, like, the president alone really have? I mean,
quite a bit.
Well, I have a different theory on this.
You have one person, right? So, like, every 4 to 8 years, the president changes, but everybody inside that White House doesn't change. There's already an infrastructure that's
some
been
change,
there.
But very
it's
few.
Like it's like if you had, you know, a job, right, and the manager keeps changing, but all the employees are the same, they're going to have this alliance formed. They're going to have, like, their ways of doing things that it's going to be kind of like the mob rule the...
Do you think that Congress actually wrote every EPA regulation?
No, they don't.
No, of course they don't. Who writes those regulations is
a boring
army,
group of people.
An army of EPA bureaucrats.
Attorneys.
Yeah, and as every change of regime occurs in Washington, that top layer gets replaced with people that are friendly to, you know, the whatever regime's coming in.
Right.
But those career bureaucrats that have been there for decades
are
the ones that absolutely wield the power. The second point is there are strings that get pulled. I'm really of the belief that Bill Hicks put forth that when every president is elected, he's shown into a small room and he's shown a film of Dealey Plaza in Dallas in November of 1963, and it's an angle of the Kennedy assassination.
Oh.
He's shown an angle of the Kennedy assassination that you've never seen before. And it sees...
Wait, who made this claim?
Bill Hicks. And then after the film's done, the powers that be look at the new president and go, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
If you don't believe that strings are being pulled and that the president is completely independent, more power to you.
Yeah, I would say if you believe that, you are not paying close enough attention.
Yep.
And, of course, that just, you know, begs the question of, is there really any kind of open process to even get into that role in the first place? Because that's what they have you believe. That's the kind of the myth of Donald Trump, is that he's an outsider.
Right.
How could an outsider have done this? Look at how he's just swept this election. It's unexpected. You know, and it's sort of designed to fly in the face of the idea that all of this is being manipulated by some shadowy group of Bilderberg men or Illuminati.
I think the outsider was obviously Gary Johnson, which was the only candidate on the ballot in all 50 states.
Was
that
he really
wasn't
an outsider?
Allowed.
Was he?
Yeah.
All right, so more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because some people would say that you don't get into the presidential race without being, or at least you don't win.
That's
it.
That's bull, because I helped gather the petitions to put him on the ballot in Massachusetts, and you know what? I'm one of the people.
It's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Maybe
being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Been thinking about starting up a website? Well, we've got an idea for you. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you can get 50% off, 50% off of their regular prices by going to hostgator.com/FTL. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, and that's not their own rating. That's rated by Web Hosting Stuff, which is a company that rates uptimes of various different web hosts around the Internet. So you can go and check that for yourself if you like. They also have simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You can go and get started over at hostgator.com/FTL and get 50% off of their regular prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener. That's hostgator.com/FTL. It's Ian, Heather, and Chris in the studio tonight. Let's talk to Darius in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Darius.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I got a quick question. I wanted to buy, I actually downloaded the Jax wallet, and I was attempting to purchase Bitcoins through it, but I was really not able to because it's being like a wallet, right? I'm pretty new to Bitcoin, just like I'm sure like a lot of people out there are. And I wanted to ask, you know, pick your brain about how to actually buy Bitcoins anonymously online if you prefer a certain website or if you can guide me in a certain direction.
That's a good question. So you're talking about Bitcoin. For listeners that don't know, it is the sort of first ever cryptocurrency, the first ever truly decentralized currency that cannot be stopped by governments. It's not created by governments, and it can't be stopped by them either. Banks are not involved. It's really an amazing technology for listeners that are, and you're new. You're pretty new to it, right, Heather? You just got some for the first time a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, I bought my first order of, was it, onion rings and sweet potato fries with Bitcoin or
That's
something.
Right. Congratulations.
At Local Burger.
You can spend it in real life here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not everywhere has that option, but we've got that.
No, sweet potato fries. That's what it was.
So, Bitcoin. If people want to learn more about it, you can go to Bitcoin, B-I-T-Coin, Bitcoin.com, and that's got kind of an intro video and some basic information about how to get started and what wallets that there are. And so that's what you're asking about, Darius, is you've gotten a wallet. You've got the Jax wallet.
I got the Jax wallet.
Is a free wallet, and you're wondering where to get anonymous Bitcoin. So you're not looking to give up your bank account information. You're not looking to
share
a photo ID. That's going to whittle down your options to very, very few. But local Bitcoins is one of them.
Local Bitcoin?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And I believe they have a few competitors. There's one called Paxful, which I have not tried personally yet.
Heard of it. I haven't tried it either.
It's a smaller site. They don't have the volume that Local Bitcoins does. Local Bitcoins is the big boy as far as anonymous purchasing of Bitcoins.
Right.
Most of the exchanges are going to want to know who you are, so I don't think you can get on any exchange aside from Local.
The other option would be, depending on the area you live in, you can look and see if there's any Bitcoin vending machines.
Some of which
I don't have the option for me, but it's funny you should say that, Ian, because right when you said Local Bitcoins, my buddy over here just pulled it up on the screen. And
nice.
It's just synchronicity. I love it.
Now, when you say you don't have that option, you're in Toronto. I'm certain, I mean, without even having looked at the Coin ATM radar, I'm certain there are Bitcoin vending machines there in town. Why are you?
Yeah, I'm 50 kilometers north of Toronto. Like, I say Toronto, but, like, Toronto's a huge area, you know. I'm next to the cornfields, basically.
So you're out in the woods, or whatever would be the woods.
Kind of. The metropolitan Toronto, but on the outskirts. The best parts of Toronto, you know,
right,
for people who have been living here for a while.
What I was going to say is for anybody that wants to check, because there's a handy map over at coinatmradar.com. It's the best site out there.
So,
I'm looking there right now, and I see north of Toronto, there's one in a town called Barrie. So you could go there, and there's like 38 of them in the city of Toronto.
Wow.
So
that's not even that far away from me.
Yeah, so there you go. You got an option. Now, the question is, when it comes to these Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin ATMs, some of them require identification. Some require identification above a certain amount. So some will allow you to buy, like, up to $200 worth without giving an ID. Some of them require ID for, I think, any amount of purchase. Some require a phone number. So you'll have to look into what the machine that you're considering will require.
Yeah,
right.
The restrictions are.
Yeah.
And I'm completely unfamiliar with what Canadian regulation may look like on the Bitcoin side, if there is any.
Yeah.
We don't have any. Not that I know of. There is no regulation.
Nice.
Then hopefully it stays that way. That's the last thing we need is government intervention.
Yep,
because every time you step in, they just ruin it for everyone.
Exactly. If it's working right now, let it work.
So check
it out. Exactly.
So
the reason why we're buying Bitcoin is we're trying to purchase something off the deep web, something
Well,
very
now, that's
beautiful,
not what you want to tell anybody. Presumably, you're only going to be buying legal products off of the deep web. And if you would not, then you would not want to share that with
of
anyone.
Of course. I was just buying engine oil.
There you
car.
Go, or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you're getting. Hey, Darius, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing
from you.
Yeah.
If you're running a Bitcoin vending machine, or even if you're just a seller, because Local Bitcoins is a cool site, because let me explain briefly what it does, is it connects people who want to sell or buy Bitcoins with the other person. So these can be local people who will, like, meet you at a coffee shop and literally take cash from you and put Bitcoin into your Bitcoin wallet. There's that kind of purchase. And then there's a more disconnected kind of purchase where a person could put cash into your bank account, or you can put cash into their bank account. So if you wanted to buy Bitcoin from them, they give you their bank account number. You go deposit cash in the account. You show them your receipt. They release the Bitcoin to you, and it's held in an escrow for that time frame during the transaction. So that's a way to get Bitcoin anonymously, but you're going to pay for the convenience of that.
Right.
You're going to pay for that anonymity. The Bitcoin, the local Bitcoin sales, you know, you might be paying 7% or more. You might get it down as low as 5%, but some people on local Bitcoins will only do business with people who have provided identification. Others are willing to do business with people who have not provided.
Right.
So again, it's really more of a marketplace. Mm-hmm. Who's got the Bitcoin and what are they willing to, you know, part with it for?
Which is kind of a beautiful thing.
It really is.
You know, if you don't care about who knows, you know, then fine. Go to an online, go to Coinbase and give them all your account information if you don't care.
And then you'll
get nothing
1%.
To hide, and you'll buy it at 1%, which is a great price.
Until but they cut you off arbitrarily because they are paranoid.
Which happens to a lot of our friends, unfortunately. But, yeah, but if you value anonymity, then maybe it is worth driving in the car, finding a vending machine or an ATM, or maybe it's worth using local Bitcoins. You have that choice as a consumer.
Yeah.
You don't have that choice with dollars.
If you're not very tech savvy, I'd imagine you still have a debit or a credit card, and you probably have no idea how that works.
Well, right, yeah, the average person.
So don't be afraid of technology is what I'm saying.
That's a great point. What you're bringing up is one of the objections that you'll hear to Bitcoin is like, I don't understand how it works, so I can't use it. Well, you don't know. What you're saying is most people don't know exactly what happens when that card gets swiped.
Yeah, even the credit cards and stuff have like little chips they're putting in them
now. How's that work? How's the chip work?
Right. Well, it's supposed to give you more privacy. I mean, what people are going to see over the next couple of years, since happening overseas already and it's being talked about within the Fed, is the war on cash. Cash is on its way out, folks. So
plastic.
It is, and there's a real good reason for that. The reason is that you can right now go get a bunch of cash. You can put it under your mattress. You can do whatever you want with it. You could buy whatever you want with it. But once cash is no longer available, then that idea of anonymity with cash goes away, too. And that's where cryptocurrency fills a valuable gap.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And, of course, now we're seeing more anonymous cryptocurrencies that are competing with Bitcoin.
And how much was the price of one Bitcoin last
today,
you checked?
It was $1,007. So
per Bitcoin. That's more than the price of gold now for an ounce,
right? Not quite, but close.
Yeah. It is going to be fun when Bitcoin does eclipse the gold price. The toll-free number here is 855-450.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio with you, it's me, Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts here. Plus, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. I take it back. Price of Bitcoin now 1013. So it's
going to sound like an auctioneer throughout this whole show.
It's just fun to watch.
13. Do I hear 50?
It's fun to watch when it goes up. And it's been going up in the last day. Yeah. So I always like that. Let's go to James on the line in Arizona. You're on via Skype. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, James. How are you?
For the second time, I'm going to, which is one more time than I accuse you of smoking bud in Cody's room before the show, I'm sorry for falsely accusing you of being what Ian called a stoner, not me. Anyway, but it's choice hearing him say that I think I'm better than you. Ian saying that is like the pothead calling the pipe resin black. I mean, not to mention, not that you care about ad hominem attacks, like a fellow host accused me of wanting to murder two people. Not to mention, I mentioned two nights ago, if you noticed, I mentioned one of the three reasons why I've been arrested. One was a suspended license.
Mm-hmm.
The other reasons why I got arrested was almost 6 years ago for driving drunk after I went to my buddy's bar at his insistence, and I got drunk for free, and I paid dearly for it.
Mm.
And for the last 2 years, I've had to deal with Free Talk Live hosts that call themselves
ministers.
You
have not had to deal with Free Talk Live hosts.
That's kind of
many
you are the one who chooses to call in.
If I may continue and not be interrupted on so-called Free Talk Live.
No, I'll interrupt whenever is appropriate.
Let me correct your record, Heather.
Okay.
The man speaking to you over me right now has repeatedly and accused me of being a liar and repeatedly accused me of having multiple duties, which is the absolute couldn't be further from the truth, speaking of ad hominem attacks.
I'm just going off what the internet says, dude. That's all.
Dude.
So it must be
dude,
true.
Dude, you called me a liar on Free Talk Live, and you're lucky you've gotten away with it. But, Chris, I called to talk to you. It's not funny. You called me a liar. I'm not.
I thought you called the doctor.
You're not going to laugh when you pay for it.
Okay.
Ian Bernard, I'm literally going to ruin your life because you laugh about smearing a person.
Huh?
Ad hominem attacks, Heather. Again, another host accused me of wanting to murder two people.
I don't think you should take it personally. Ian's not a bad guy. You know, you gotta
Ian is a very bad person, and everybody in Keene outside of that frequency, that Libertopian studio you're broadcasting from right now, agrees with me. Anyway, Chris, I want to talk to you furthermore about a subject that is why I'm not a libertarian and why nobody should be a libertarian.
You used
nowadays.
To call yourself a libertarian. What did you change your mind? What happened?
I left the Libertarian Party after 2001 when Ron Paul blamed the mass murderers and blamed our foreign policy. By the way, there's so much I want to talk to you about what you said, Chris.
Well, pick one thing.
No,
right.
I want to respond to the things that Chris has said in response to my calls and then get to have a conversation with him where he gets to speak and then I get to respond. Since, Chris, you've always had the first word about blowback, and all I've ever got to do when I've called you is respond, and then I get my call dumped because the people you hang out with, Chris, aren't interested in free talk live.
Yeah, but you gotta start talking.
Just start talking about it.
Okay, Chris.
Let's go.
So again, you use Osama bin Laden's words to make excuses for mass murder committed by a mass murderer. May I suggest to you that again, Osama bin Laden and the 19 Wahhabist Islamist terrorists that committed that mass murder were never victims. None of their families were victims of bombs in Saudi Arabia. Okay? There, 15 of them were from Saudi Arabia. I don't remember the last time the United States of America bombed anybody in Saudi Arabia. You know why, Chris? Because we never have. But Ian Bernard wouldn't know anything about that, but I would suspect that you do. Heather Bett most definitely doesn't know.
Right.
Just like it's ironic that you bring up the Iran coup in 52 about us affecting change, and that's why we get blown up. Iran has not been smart enough. The Iranian regime, the Shiite, and the Sunni Muslims that murdered, the Sunni Islamists that murdered the people on September 11th, hate Shiites as much as they hate Christians and Jews.
Okay.
They're mortal enemies.
Okay.
You're so confused in so many of the things you say in your defense of an immoral sentiment called blowback, which accuses the victim of being deserving it.
No.
By the way,
what I'm saying is, James, that's okay. And I am going to interrupt because we do got to keep the show going a little bit.
You've been on hold for an hour.
All right, I'm just going to put you on hold again here then. So let's go ahead.
It's certainly not the only example of blowback, but it's one that most people are familiar with.
Talking about the Iran Shah manipulation
that the CIA did.
Yeah.
So it's an easy one to explain to most people, but it's certainly not the only event. The United States has muddled around in banana republics in South America throughout the 50s and the 60s. We've overthrown governments down there. We have funded the Contra rebels who ended up, we basically enabled them to smuggle cocaine and drugs back into the country, which we may not agree with, but that was an example. That wasn't what they set out to do when they were funding one side or the other. We were funding the rightist group down there in as opposed to the leftists.
Unintended consequences?
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that everything has an unintended consequence, and that is my definition of blowback. So we can always focus on Islam, but there's a lot of other examples we could go into that have nothing to do with Islam.
All right, we're going to bring James back. Go ahead, James.
As I was speaking about blowback, as it was implied to me by a so-called minister, Darrell W. Perry, on 3/23/14, when everything out of his mouth was a complete lie, other than
going
what
back
he's
three
called
years.
Me.
What do you have, a log of
Bernard.
All of your calls to the show?
I have a very good memory.
That's impressive.
Bernard.
That is impressive.
The archives. Anyway, may I continue, Chris? When I was speaking on blowback, it was in terms of what it was referred to as, speaking of mass murdering jihadist. That's why they do it. The stuff about South America is not what I would call to talk about blowback about.
But that's an example
all,
of blowback.
It's still legitimate to talk about that, just because you don't want to talk
still
about
will
it.
Not, you still will not acknowledge the simple point that all the versions of blowback that I've discussed with you and attempted to discuss with you all have something in common. The people that committed the mass murder all think that they're commanded to kill infidels because they believe the sayings and words of Muhammad and the Hadith are true.
Yeah, which isn't what Muhammad taught.
Right.
Well, you and I may differ on that opinion, because I do believe that there is a lot in the Quran that would certainly inspire people to hate, just like there's a lot in the Bible that would do that. But I think there's a little bit more in the Quran, and this is where I really want to talk to Will sometime. And
Muslims for Liberty.
Yeah. So I'm kind of on the fence on that.
Hey, thanks, James, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that would be an interesting discussion. I think it's certainly true that that both the Bible and the Quran, which are related documents, depending on the interpretation, there are violent people who are using scriptures within those books to justify their violence. But ultimately, you know, I, and again, Will would be a better person to comment on this, but from the whatever level of research I've done into Islam and Muhammad's life, he was definitely teaching people to not retaliate against attackers once they turn around and leave. I mean, that's a fact.
I think if anything, you may find that, at least in my readings of the Quran, and I am no means a scholar at all. I've read bits and pieces, but you find a lot of contradictory things, and you find a lot of contradictory things in Christianity, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So I understand that part.
It was those contradictions that led me to reject Christianity many years ago as a teenager, just because they were so obvious. I don't defend everything that's in the Quran. No, I mean, I'm not a Muslim.
Right.
But I also know that there's a lot of misinformation out there about that book, and a lot of it is propagated by people who just get their info from, and I'm not saying this is you, but people who get their info from right-wing talk show hosts or Fox News.
Sure.
And or email chains that are forwarded around, which is even worse.
Well, and who do the jihadists get their information from? They get people it from imams and those
people who want
profess
to use people.
And those who profess to be scholars of Islam and who understand the true meaning of Islam and their
determination of it.
Right, exactly. So
you gotta acknowledge too, the majority of Muslims are peaceful.
They are, obviously.
I mean, it's the biggest religion in the world.
My whole thing is I think the majority of humankind is peaceful.
Exactly.
That's true.
We have limited numbers that will grasp onto some idea and take it to a level that no one in their right mind, I hate to say that, would ever do.
Right.
And because of that, they're going to have an outsized effect on our society.
Right. And it's true of people who believe in government, too, which is also very much a religion.
Very much.
A very evil religion and an evil God. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And you can join us here, 855-450-3733, hour 3.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.